Hello to a new episode from Ask Professor Frank, the podcast from Tough 180. What I want to talk about with you today is about thankfulness. We all know the word thankfulness, but many times we are not thinking deep enough what it means to be thankful. I think that in these times, mankind has a big lack and a great lack of spirituality. And spirituality means not to be connected to one kind of church or to one kind of belief. It means that we failing and losing our connection to believe and thinking in some bigger than we are. And it is not a question what is the opposite, if this religion is important, if this religion is true, or whatever. I think that a lack of spirituality means that we are not connected to our feelings, not connected to our partners and other people around us, and that we losing the focus to see every person on the other side as a partner, or you can also say as a brother or a sister. Thankfulness means in this way that we should be happy, that we can stay up every morning, that we can meet so many different people in the world, and that we, even when we stay in our closest neighborhood, when we go open and with an open heart to the next person, which comes maybe from another country, then we can learn and we can see things what we never expected. But I will come back to the word spirituality. When we think about spirituality and thankfulness, we see also at the same time that all societies in every time in our knowledge, in every time of the mankind, knows something what has called Carl Jung, the famous psychoanalyst, as archetypes, that we always see positive and negative energy. And when you go out and you read a little bit about good and bad energy, you will see that in every culture and in every religion, you will have the good, the bad, the evil, the saint, the mother, the father, the knight, and the bad. So what it means is that we have more in common and connected as divides us. And I think this is the point where we should focus. Because with good energy, you will always see also that there is energy who wants divide and who wants to bring anger, disruption, and dysfunctionality into the game. And this is, I think, the biggest challenge what mankind, especially now with the new situation between Russia and the West, faces. I think this is one of the biggest challenges what we should be open and focused on. Because when we're looking more on the bad sides and on the problem sides of life, we're losing the focus on the beautiful, the good, and the closest good things, and even the people who are next to us. So, coming back to thankfulness, I posted today one word, and I asked my followers and my students, what can you change in 10 seconds? And I think the answer is now clear. You can change your behavior, you can be thankful, and you can change the way how you feel and how you react on the energies around you. It doesn't mean that you become, or that you should become a completely blue-eyed and you always only should focusing on the beautiful. I mean, there is always challenges around you, and this is obviously that you have to face these challenges. But I think when you face these challenges, and this is what I'm telling you as a psychotherapist and a psychologist with over or nearly 30 years experience, the goal is to overcome these challenges and then focusing new on the good thing. And this is the only thing what a good therapist, a good counselor, or a good consultant can do for you. He can help you to stand up again when you're falling, and you should walk straight and with a good mood and with a positive sense your life and the next challenges. So this is my message, what I want to tell you today, because two things: be thankful and stay positive. And it is so easy, because you see, be thankful, stay positive, it's like a phrase, but a phrase is not that what you're living. And I see every day people around me who are suffering. For example, they laughing when you talk with them, but when you turn around and they turn around, you can see that they are not happy with their life, or that they only do things because they have to do these things, or it is like it is that you do this, that you do that. But the point is to live a fulfilled life, is something different as only to be in the modus of function. So, and the last thing what I'm telling you today is, when you are open for any kind of spirituality, be careful, because there are also other energies who want to tell you what is important and what is not important, and they coming in the form of spirituality, but without knowledge and nothing at all. So this is the other thing. That's the reason why I talked about in another episode that you need nothing to be happy or to be powerful in your life. This is about drug consume and things what some people's taking, like mushrooms and other things. It starts with alcohol and it ends with any kind of drugs and consume of these things. So you don't need nothing, and be careful that you're listening to the people who mean it good with you and not want to manipulate you in any kind and in any form. So I hope you that you have a very, very nice day, and it was happy, and I am happy to share this today with you, because another time, be thankful and stay positive, so that you can see the best in every person next to you. Take care. Professor Frank from TUF 180.